This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
The Columbia Journalism Review reports that a little more than a year ago, and I believe we've talked about this on this program, mass layoffs at the Denver Post led to a dramatic editorial rebellion against the paper's owner, Alden Global Capital. We've talked in the past about layoffs at newspapers. The newspaper, Denver Post, according to the Columbia Journalism Review, became the poster child for the perils of hedge fund newspaper ownership, although I think we probably have a few examples around here, too. Last summer, 10 journalists defected from the Post to risk launching the Colorado Sun when a cryptocurrency and blockchain technology company offered them grant money to do so. So now they've survived a full year as a digital source of news. Their page views don't come anywhere close to some of the bigger players in the market, but the editor points out that readers spend an average of 3 minutes with each story they read, which he says is a sign of engaged readership. So in other words, people coming to the site are not just glancing at stuff and moving on. They're actually finding the stories interesting enough to spend some time with. The Sun's grant, by the way, runs out in May. So in addition to the grant, the outlet gets financial support from its audience and underwriters. Sounds like public radio. The Sun also hopes to attract investors. And they've succeeded so far, but they've had that funding to back them up. And now once this grant runs out, are they going to be able to carry on and continue to provide a quality product?
Well, that's a good question. And, I think just struggling to find a business model is the number one issue right now to keeping traditional, long-form journalism, print media, especially viable. But what I take away from this is the fact that, we're talking about one of these news deserts we've talked about that was starting to form because of the, because of one of the Denver papers' demise. And someone took a grassroots operation and put something together. And I think it goes to show that this was a community. This is a major metropolitan area, not just a small community. This is Denver, Colorado. And where this greater community, this greater metropolitan area was starving for news. And it was just, it had not gotten received the treatment and the service that it had received for decades when you had the two big newspapers in Denver. So I at least take away that from this, I think. I think it just goes to show that people were starving for information, and they were, because of the lack of options, they were more than willing to resort to other maybe less some dubious means or less reliable means for journalism, for one. But yes, as far as how we fund this, if it becomes like a public radio, I don't know. I don't know if that's the best solution. But if anything, we have a basis here where we can start to show that people were were looking and searching and needing that news source that they didn't have before.
I think, first of all, I need to give a shout out for all the journalists who managed to survive this for 1 year. And all, as you pointed out, the grant expires in a few months. But then I'm also confident that if they're able to manage to survive this much, they sure will find another resources and sources to move forward. And secondly, we also need to be thinking this in a way that this is a good new business model for journalism itself, where you were just pointing out about how it also matters about people who are philanthropic in terms of supporting a good cause in a neighborhood, especially with the Tri-State Public Radio, where it's pretty much relying on people who are living in the community and their donations for us to run our daily operations. And it's pretty much the state with also the newspaper that we're talking about. And again, pointing out, journalism is all about trying to give people news and information that matters to them. And when we see a lot of newspapers are shutting down, I think as a community, we need some people with good heart to step forward and try to support this cause so that it's not only helping the community alone, it's reflecting overall at the nationwide scenario. So I think As a proverb, it says, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a small step. The initiatives that are made by the journalists, it might be a small step, but I think they are in the right direction. And with the support of, a little bit of help from the tech giants or the local community, can definitely go a long way to ensure that they can give some real good information that the community needs and deserves.
Yeah. I mean, right now, here at Tri-States, we're trying to cover a large region, and that's a challenge. And we aren't going to get to everything that we would like to. And there are perhaps stories that are going to upset some people who then are going to decide they don't want to support us. And I would imagine this newspaper, the Colorado Sun, could face some of those same challenges. And they've got 10 journalists, but again, that's a heavily populated area. And you've worked in newsrooms larger than that, covering an area such as St. Louis Metro.
Right. In St. Louis Metro, we had, a good 18 or 20 journalists, at least where I started. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, over the years, it was decimated because of the economic challenges and what have you that we've well covered on this program before. But I take away from this another financial aspect is the fact that I think in the long run, the conclusion I take away from this is that you get what you pay for. Think about the investment that you make into your community when you make the effort to pay for and to invest in journalism that you know is quality, that is sound, and that is reliable and is responsible. And versus what you can get cheaply off your phone right now for free because you pay a cell phone bill. Think of that way. I think you have to really think about the value that you're paying for. And with this example of the Colorado Sun, I think there was an investment that was initially made and that people have responded. And if they respond in kind with their own support in trying to support this journalism, they should see it flourish. And I think people can only expect as good a journalism as what they're willing to invest in themselves and have a piece and have some skin in the game.
With my experience working in national newspapers and local publication, and as you pointed out, that sometimes we have to antagonize certain organizations, but the newspapers which I was working for, they will be very hesitant to write against the government because the government has a lot of money for advertising contracts and tenders. So if you're going to write something against the government, then they're not going to get any more ads from the government. So I think this is kind of a very sticky situation. And then sometimes they just don't want to kind of, be on the bad books of either the corporations or the government because they're not going to get enough funding to run their operations. So again, it's just a matter of editorial decision. Sometimes they don't want to kind of, ruffle any feathers so that they get the money that they need from either the government or big organizations. But at the end of the day, journalism all about, giving the information and news for the welfare of the public. And it's a kind of, a challenge. I'm giving a perspective from my exposure with the news industry in India, but again, it will be different in the United States. But at the end of the day, if a newspaper is shutting down, I think, this journalist have set an example that, if we work united and with the help of the community, we can make a difference in the life of people and in the community as well.
All right. With that, we're going to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.